Welcome to this lesson. You'll learn how to create your first automated workflow. Now, from your dashboard, select New Workflow to begin. Give your workflow a clear descriptive name so it's easy to find later. Next, choose a trigger. This is an event that starts your automation. For example, when a customer submits a form, uploads a document, or creates a new support ticket. Okay, now add an action. Actions define what happens next, whether that's sending a notification, updating a record, assigning a task, or creating a report. Once you're happy with the result, select Publish. Your workflow is now active and ready to save your team time by handling repetitious tasks automatically. In the next lesson, we'll explore advanced workflows, conditional logic, and integrations that help you build even more powerful automations.